Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week we're going to be discussing Clara Harris, the Mercedes-Benz killer. Being cheated on, it's never easy. Amid the soul-crushing feeling of being completely betrayed, it's not uncommon for anger to take the center stage. In 2002, dentist and mother of twin 3-year-old boys, Clara Harris, hopped into her Mercedes S-Class with her 16-year-old stepdaughter beside her. Harris had been tipped off that despite the fact that her husband David had promised that he'd called off an affair with his office receptionist, Gail Bridges, that the two were still very much an item. At the time, David and Clara Harris both had successful careers in teeth. David was an orthodontist, and Clara had studied dentistry for several years in her birth country of Colombia before finishing her education in the United States. She was stunningly beautiful and had even won the crown as Miss Colombia Houston just after finishing her residency. While they ran separate dental practices, Clara kept pictures of her husband and kids in her own office. When David and Gail emerged from the elevators at Nassau Bay Hilton, Clara's suspicions were confirmed. What was worse is that the Nassau Bay Hilton is where Clara and David had had their wedding reception. Initially, Clara had asked the front desk if Harris or Bridges was registered, but David had used an assumed name. In a moment of desperation, Clara had her stepdaughter call David to tell him he needed to come home right away as their children were sick. 30 minutes later, after the phone call, there was her husband, exiting the elevator arm in arm with another woman. Clara attacked, striking Gail and screaming at her. As Clara tore at Gail's shirt, her stepdaughter began to strike her dad with her purse. Hotel employees attempted to break up the fight and get both parties out of the hotel safely. But no one could anticipate what would happen next. Clara and Lindsay returned to the Mercedes. Gail and David walked to Gail's SUV, which was a Navigator. Clara gunned it, heading to the other side of the parking lot where Gail's car was parked. The Mercedes hit Gail's Navigator before hitting David. David landed 25 feet from where he was struck. That's pretty far. Clara's stepdaughter attempted to exit the vehicle as Clara turned the car around and reportedly hit her husband a second time and then did it again for a third time. Witnesses say that when the car finally did stop, David's daughter struck Clara in the face. The entire thing was caught on tape by the Blue Moon Detective Agency, which Clara herself had hired to follow David. At trial, Clara swore she was trying to wreck Gail's SUV and not kill her husband. The testimony from her stepdaughter was damning, though, as was the video footage. Her stepdaughter revealed that her stepmother had just said before impact that she was going to hit David. Clara was sentenced to 20 years in prison for a crime of, quote, sudden passion. Her children went to live with family friends. Unfortunately, this horrible incident turned into a pop culture reference in Houston, with people joking that they'd pull a Clara Harris if their spouse had done something stupid. In 2007, Clara Harris was sentenced to pay $3.75 million in restitution for wrongful death of her husband to be paid to her in-laws. While in jail, Clara Harris became well-versed in Braille and translating textbooks into Braille for blind students. Until 2018, Clara Harris had been turned down for parole each time she applied. However, with a new lawyer, she was released May 11, 2018. Due to her criminal record, she can no longer practice dentistry. She will be off parole in 2023, but is still having to find a way to pay that $3.75 million. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I'm working on book two, but you can get the first book, Texas Slang for Crazy by Victoria Irwin, from Amazon now. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon.